Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win. Pluck them out of my hands. He said, they were given to me of the Father. He said, I and my Father are one. So when you're the sheep of your pasture and you're sheep of God's pasture, and let me speak this to someone, there's sometimes God will tell you something, or you get an unction in your spirit and you know something, or there's a red flag or something ain't quite right and you doubt it. Stop doubting when God shows you something. Stop doubting when you know in your spirit that something is off, and then you ignore it. And then when something happens down the road, a few weeks down, months down, even possibly years down, you say, "Ah, man, God, that's what God was trying to tell me. I knew there's something wrong." Stop doubting when God shows you something. Stop doubting the unction or the red flags that God gives you, amen. Because in these last days, we've got to be so sensitive and in tune to what the Holy Ghost is saying. 100 people can be saying yes, but God is saying no, no, no. You've got to listen to God. Don't be afraid to stand up for what is right. Because the time is coming, and the time is already here, where many people are calling wrong right and calling right wrong. What are you going to stand for? Are you going to stand for Jesus? Are you going to stand for truth? That is important. Are you going to stand for truth? This you've got to ask yourself. You've got to be standing for truth. And the only way you know that is your relationship with the Word and your relationship with the Spirit of God. You've got to listen to the Holy Ghost. You've got to listen to what He's saying, and what the direction He wants you to take. Everybody could be going left, but God could be telling you, no, go right. And sometimes God doesn't give explanations. He just expects your obedience. I'm going to say that again. When God tells you to do something or gives you an instruction, He doesn't always give explanations. He just expects your obedience. And in faith, as you step out and you obey God, amen, and you see God's hand, and you'll see why further down the line, you say, I'm so glad I obeyed God. Amen. I'm so glad I listened to God. I'm so glad that, listen to me, I was sensitive to God. So these are the times we have to draw near to God. The Bible says, draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh unto you. Amen. So in deception, we know that 2 Peter 2 talks about false prophets, false teachers. 2 says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there were shall be false teachers among you, who shall privately shall bring damnable heresies. People bringing heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And this is what it says, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness, oh my God, that's the problem, covetousness, and feigned words, amen, words of, you know, hypocrisy. They're going to make merchandise of many, going to make merchandise, they're making merchandise of God's people. Oh, sold this. Or the Lord said, oh, give me £10,000. Give me £5,000. Give me this and you'll be blessed. You're already blessed. You are already blessed. There's so much manipulation in the body of Christ. The Bible says, give and it shall be given back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Amen. The Bible says, he that giveth sparingly shall receive sparingly. He that soweth sparingly shall receive sparingly. He that giveth cheerfully. Amen. Don't be manipulated into giving. Amen. I love my wife. We've been together for 32 years, married for 25 of those 32 years. I love her. She doesn't say, oh, if you do this for me, I'll do that for you. No, that's not love. I give to her because I love her. Give to God because you love him. Bless God's servants. Be a blessing to people wherever you go. God's servants, bless the poor. Bless God's servants. Bless them under God. Bless them under God. Bless the work of God. Give to the work of the Lord. But don't be manipulated by people whose only aim is to siphon money out of you. And then you got to be careful in these last days. I ain't even gotten into the message yet. Lord Jesus. He said, listen, be careful that no man deceive you. He said, many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Many shall come in my name. They're going to come saying, I'm a Christian. I'm a man of God. I'm a woman of God. They're saying, I am Christ. Now, the word Christ there means anointed. So they can say, I'm anointed. I'm an anointed man of God. I'm a man of God. I'm a man of God. You got to say it like that. I'm a man of God. I'm anointed. And the Bible says, and they shall deceive many. It didn't say few. Jesus doesn't need to exaggerate. He said they're going to deceive many. And many people, because they see miracles, because they see signs and they see wonders. Amen. Listen to me. I love signs. I love miracles. Amen. Healing and deliverance. That's my thing. That's what I came up under. That's what I know. Amen. Preach the gospel. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse the leper. Cast out devils. Freely receive. Freely we give. But when the miracles are taking place, what is being said after? When the miracles are taking place, what is being preached? Is it lined up with the word of God? Amen. Are they genuine? When people look at Balaam, the Bible says that Balak, I believe in Numbers 22, 23 and 24, that Balak went to Balaam because he said, I know that who you cursed is cursed and who you blessed is blessed. So he knew that Balaam had a gift. He knew that. Balak, that's why he hired him. And the Bible says the angel came to him and said, who are these men that came to you? Like God doesn't know. And God told him, listen, do not go with these people. You cannot curse the people because they are blessed. So there are anointed people in there with the gift. They've got the gift to prophesy. They've got the gift. Amen. But what is the motive? God is angry at Balaam for his motive. His motive went because he went to curse the people. Because he went because he's going to get money. Amen. He was accurate. The Bible says when he opened up his mouth, God spoke through him. I mean, when we quote these prophecies and when we quote these words that are spoken, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Having not said it, and shall he make it good? Behold, I receive commandment to bless, and I cannot reverse it. I have not beheld iniquity in Israel. Amen. There's no enchantment against Jacob. Those are a word of a false prophet, but he's speaking truth because God spoke through him. But we see his end. He was killed at the end in the book of Joshua. Why? Because he was a false prophet. Why? Because his motive was money. So we've really got to say, God, give us discernment in these last days. Sharpen my discernment. Pray this prayer. Say, Lord, sharpen my discernment. Lord, open my eyes to see the unseen. Sharpen my discernment. Open my ears to hear, Lord God. Open my eyes to see. Give me a discerning spirit. Give me a wise and understanding heart. We need the gift of discernment in these last and evil days. Because many will come, they'll look the part, speak the part, and then they'll say the right thing. But are they of God? And I'm warning God's people. I mean, we're talking about the last days, amen. I like to encourage, I like to talk about the powerful words, I like to talk about, but we're going to know them. The Bible says, by your fruits you shall know them. Amen. By their fruits. So what fruits are they giving? What is the fruit of their actions? The fruit of what they say? I mean, when they come to your church, are the people blessed or are they left feeling in confusion? Are they left feeling like, oh my God, I've sinned, I've messed up? And what is the fruit of people that come to you or come to your church or preach for you? What is the fruit of it? Is the fruit righteousness? Is it holiness? Is it birth and repentance? Is it causing people to draw closer to God? What is the fruit? Amen. And the Bible says, saying, I am Christ, ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. They say, oh my, well, that's been going on for years, people say. I speak to people and say, that's been going on for years. But when we see the increase of it, the increase of wars and rumors of wars, right now, I mean, we are England, the United Kingdom is in proxy war with Russia. You have to be living under a rock to not know that. We're in proxy war with Russia. Amen. In headlines, there's headlines that I've been gathering when they say, oh, we've got to be prepared for what Russia will attack, we've got to be prepared. And there's little things that England are doing, and it's like they're almost telling people, oh, make sure you've got water, make sure you've got food, make sure you've got this. Oh, we're getting cyber attacks from Russia and China, which has been going on because I studied these things. They've been going on for years. But we've got to be careful. I mean, they're telling you all these things, and it's like they're almost preparing us for what's to come. And we know that if England gets in war with anyone, we know that America's going to get involved. We know that Europe's going to get involved and plunge us into World War III. So we've got to really be praying against World War III. But there's rumours and rumours of war, talks of war. And people are only focusing on Palestine and Israel. And I was having this conversation. They say, oh, what do you think of the Palestine issue and the Israel issue? Well, I said, the Bible's clear, amen. We know what's taking place. The Bible says in the end of the book, the whole world will come against Israel. So we know that the enemy is only setting the stage. Now, I don't like to see the killing of innocent children. I do want to see the innocent people, people being caught up in the crossfire. But I tell people, in the last 5 years, 4 years, while this was even 2 years in regards to that state, there's been 90 different conflicts that are taking place all over the world. But yet for the past 2 years, I've only heard about one. Why do you think that is? I leave you to work that out. 90 different conflicts all over the globe. People being persecuted, people dying, people being raped and pillaged, and mass destruction, mass killing. Terrible things taking place, but you don't hear about them. Ask yourself why. We'll go back there anyway. We'll go back there. He said, many shall come my name, and say, so nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines, pestilences. Oh my God, even up to now, there's still pestilences. I mean, COVID came. Well, not, that took the world. It didn't just take a nation or a people, the world. Pestilences being formed in laboratories, tested on people, because we know that they've got an agenda. They want to bring down the population of the world. You may be thinking, oh my God, Pastor, you're talking like a conspiracy theorist. It's common knowledge. It's not hidden. It's common knowledge. And all these pestilences that are taking place. I mean, wars and rumors of pestilences. Where am I? And earthquakes in diverse places. And he said, all these are the beginning of sorrows. He said, it's just the beginning of sorrows. And then they're going to deliver you up to be afflicted. They're going to kill you. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. In England, you're getting arrested. I preach on the streets, amen. I preach Christ. And in different parts of this country, people are being arrested, amen. People are being taken to court, amen, handcuffed for preaching about Jesus. Thank you for tuning in to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.